Why bother about Haiti? This was the richest French colony back in the 18th century, until 1791 at least. And now we all know that Haiti is the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere. So obviously, the Haitians have messed it up, and it's their problem. But really, saying that is only a distorted presentation of Haiti and of the Haitian people. And we'll see that Haiti does matter. I don't know if you're familiar with the history of Haiti, whether or not I should give you, in a nutshell, what happened in this country and explain both its particular place in history and the treatment it has received almost since its birth. Haiti was born of a slave revolution. It is a unique example in history, never occurred before, never has occurred since. In 1791, the slave revolted en masse, as they say, you know, it was a general revolt. And despite the fact that Napoleon sent his army in 1801 to try and reestablish slavery after the slave themselves had abolished it in 1794, despite Napoleon's great expedition led by his brother-in-law himself, the Haitian could not be stopped, and on January 1st, 1804, proclaimed independence. The Haitian Revolution, which, by the way, with the Cuban Revolution, is the only revolution to have occurred in America. The Haitian Revolution was, at the same time, an anti-racist revolution. It completely debunked the myth of racial superiority and of racial inferiority. It was an anti-slavery revolution, set everybody free with no exception. It was an anti-colonial revolution, and we could also say it was the beginning of anti-imperialism. Of course, such an event in the world of the time could not leave the powers that were indifferent. We have to remember that in their fight to gain independence, the Haitian slave beat the Spanish, the British, and the French, which means the greatest power of the time, powers who were both plundering colonies all over the world, held slaves, and also the new emerging power, the U.S., was also a country funded on slavery. So, of course, the news of the Haitian Revolution for them was a catastrophe, and they proceeded to isolate Haiti, blockade it, maybe worse than they've been doing to Cuba since the Cuban Revolution. And also, of course, maligning Haiti. You know, this started way back then, and it has continued. Yes, the Haitian did mess up, but who are the Haitians that messed up? Certainly not the Haitian peasant who've been working this land, you know, for almost 400 years, because they were the one working it back when it was the richest colony of France, and have worked it almost with their bare hand since independence, and have been the sole creator of wealth, even though they themselves never saw wealth because they were too busy working to make money, see? So on the Haitian side, those who messed up the country were the Haitian elites, those who had access to wealth and those who had access to knowledge and didn't want to share either the wealth or the knowledge. But we must say that they were not alone in ruining Haiti. They got outside help, and in a big way. First of all, Haiti is also the only country which, after having won its independence in a war that devastated the country and cost the life of a third of the population, had to actually pay the ex-exploiters, the ex-slave master, for having beaten them. Because in 1840, or around that time, France sent gunships to Haiti and threatened to invade and reestablish slavery, rather, unless it was paid the sum of 100 million francs of the time, which is a lot of money. It took Haiti 100 years to pay. 100 years. Of course,